big schnoz. And I said, who's that? Oh, that's me. I'm looking back at her. I'm looking at the picture and then back at her. And I thought, man, if we had had a baby, I could have been really surprised. 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are busy all over the city right now. We've got congestion in all the major intersections on the boulevard. Very busy on Norman Bridge outbound and the 31s, Highway 31 to Prattville, 231 to Wetumpka. Troy Highway, all really busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents we know of at the moment. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and options you want, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
That was Sweet D that called earlier and got the name wrong on the...
Yes.
Almost Dr. Baumhauer.
Yes.
All right. Sweet D, call me because I have something for you. Ooh. So if you're still listening, give us a call at 272-9228. And I'll tell you what that is right after we get Foxified.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Richard.
Rich Tennyson. Pfizer says it will seek emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. The company says testing has shown its vaccine to be 95% effective. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says he's ordered U.S. Special Forces leadership to report directly to him.
Saying the move puts U.S. Special Operations Command on par with the military services for the first time. The announcement comes a day after Miller said the Pentagon will reduce troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The federal government today giving flight clearance for Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft after software updates and enhanced pilot training.
The MAX was grounded worldwide 20 months ago after two deadly crashes. Boeing's sales of new planes have also since plummeted. With more than 1,000 cancellations, American, the only U.S. airline set to put the MAX back into its schedule.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Today is November 18th, Mickey Mouse Day. On this day in 1928, Mickey Mouse appeared on screen for the first time. Aren't you glad Mickey's the only man his age walking around in bright red shorts and no shirt? Have a great Mickey Mouse Day.
And welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. There was, the market started out positive and ended slightly negative. It used to be 300 points was a big deal. That's like 1%. Balance of power. House, 220. Democrats, 204. Republicans. Republicans up 7. They were going to lose 15 to 20 seats in this big blue wave of Joe Biden's. That didn't happen. And that makes absolutely less sense in light of Joe Biden's amazing 5 million vote lead, which we know is bullcrap. And in case you missed it at the beginning of the show from Breitbart today, they have discovered 9,000 ballots that were miscounted in DeKalb County that now go to the Trump column. So the lead there is narrowing. Last hour we had Megan Barthon, who is with StopTheSteal.us. I've got that information on my Facebook page. And there's a big rally in Atlanta Saturday at noon. It was amazing to talk to this woman because we had so many similar experiences. She also went back to the early days of the Tea Party. She was at that rally in 2009. And, man, she's just really, really dedicated. And we need that. She has that spirit that we cannot give up here. I came in today. I exercised it. All the things I'm doing to take care of myself. But my deal today was impatience. I know that the best lawyers available are working on all these different states and all these different situations. They're not getting, so far, very few decisions in their favor from judges. You have people like in Wayne County, Michigan, threatening Republican certifiers with physical harm if they don't certify the election. This is what's going on in America, banana republic that is becoming. And we got to fight back, because we won't just lose. We will submit. That can't happen. Not going to let that happen, are we, Seth?
No, not at all, man.
We're not going quietly into the night.
Correct.
Oh, and when everything changes, everybody's going to be mad. But hey, it is what it is.
Oh, no. Believe me, that's the reason these people are caving in. Yeah. They don't want the trouble. Yeah. That's too much trouble.
Exactly.
No. Invoke the Insurrection Act. Have the military up ready to put down any terrorist stuff. You walk down the street with a sign, no problem. You got a permit to do it, even better. But as soon as you break a window, you're an anarchist, and we don't stand for that. That anarchy is not free speech. It may be on MSLSD, but it's not in any other place that I know of. Montgomery Paint and Body has the most amazing reputation. They've earned it one car at a time over 4.5 decades, because from the very first vehicle Donnie Turner took into repair, they made a commitment to fix it all, assess all the damage, fix all the damage. And he is literally a perfectionist, and son Brandon has joined him in that perfectionist gene pool to make sure that whenever they take in a car and it's ready to be returned to a customer, that every single thing has been done just right. A bumper-to-bumper restoration, a term that Mr. Spotlow invented, so that when it's not just what needed to be fixed and repainted, the whole car looks like it just came off the assembly line. That's what they strive for with each and every vehicle. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27REC with a W.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, Well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very cold night ahead with temperatures in the 30s, probably upper 30s, but stand by because we are about to get into a warming trend. We're still in the 60s tomorrow, but we're back to the low 70s by Friday, mid-70s over the weekend. A great weekend forecast, still incredibly storm-free right on through Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
nope,
what are you
go.
Doing?
Come on, here you go.
Nope,
you're going
that
there you go.
How about that was Brad and Hayden McDonald live at Sinclair's.
Please clap.
Absolutely. Hello there, Brad McDonald.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
We were just so impressed with the performance that you and your bride put on during that amazing song.
I love it. I hear you, man. That's great. That's great. I appreciate it.
So let's see. We talked, about 8-9 hours ago. Market was in positive territory starting out, did not finish that way. What was the theme today? What was the storyline?
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's interesting because we also talk about a lot about the fact that, you know, Trump is not conceding this campaign. And as I've said, we've got a number of resources that we lean on, and we've got this group up in Washington that's been dead on, really, over the last 4 or 5 years. And the headline, if you read most of the headlines from today's market action, it's going to say, oh, well, de Blasio, the city of New York, is shut down the school system, and that scared everyone thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, this is getting so bad and whatnot. And, okay, so maybe there's a little bit of that in there, but here's the reality. When I pick up the phone and I call mega traders around the country, mm-hmm. and I'm talking to them, people who are trading billions and billions of dollars, and I ask them, hey, what's going on right here? And they all tell me it's because of what's happening with this election. So, you know, you get one headline that says one thing, but then you've got market participants telling me, no, man, listen to me, buddy. This is all about this election. Mm-hmm. It's because the market is what we call being offsides, priced in a Biden election, and then you're seeing these lawsuits gaining steam as we continue to move through the process.
Right. Yeah, in fact,
and
there were a lot of votes turned in Trump's direction in places where he's behind by a very narrow margin. So some of these states could change, yes.
No, you're exactly right, and that's part of what's going on. But I think you know, when you hear a lot of the discussion with Giuliani and some of the others and the actions that they're taking, especially in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and other places, I know a lot of the attention has been on Georgia, and I get that. But there's a little bit of traction, if you will, that's beginning to take place in some of these other states. And I think the market is beginning to price that in a little bit. This is what we talked about, you know, when Austin came on the air last week and spoke with you, and we had this big call with some of our folks, and they were saying, listen, you need to really be paying very close attention. Our channel checks and all the people we're talking to say we could experience quite a bit of volatility in the next couple of weeks as the market begins to realize this is not so much of a slam dunk like everyone thinks it is, you know, that Biden's won the presidency. And then you've got Trump's tweets going out there and all this other stuff. I just got a sneaky suspicion this is going to get, going to get very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Over the next couple of weeks. We talked about that this morning, and here we are at market highs. And the reason, and a lot of people would think, oh, well, why would they be concerned? Why would the market be concerned about a Trump presidency? Why would it be going down? That's not the right way to think of it. You can't think of it that way. The way you have to think about it is institutions spend billions and billions of dollars of, hedging their positions, recalibrating their portfolios for what they perceive to be policies that are going to be in place over the next 4 years. And if all of a sudden that's going to change on you, then you've got to start thinking about, wait a minute, maybe I need to kind of rethink my position. Maybe I need to unwind a little bit of what I've done. Maybe not wholesale, but just a little bit. And I think that's really what may be going on today. I really do.
Well, you've...
But this whole thing, Greg, with the COVID cases and all that, that's been out there. That's been going on all last week.
Yeah.
This week, we've gotten reports of vaccines that are coming out. That's not what's bothering the market right now. What's really bothering the market is what I've been talking about.
Well, the deal is, and you've been cluing us in on this phenomenon for well over a month now, when they were expecting a Biden win, there are certain sectors of the market that are going to do better if he does, in fact, become the president. Then Trump had the tremendous surge going in, all the momentum going in the election, which is another reason why this thing is being contested, and just my opinion, justifiably so, because there are too many parts of it that make no sense whatsoever.
There are tons of parts. Let me just say this. Just think about the treasury bond market just as one part of this. You know, you think about the relationship we have with China, the relationship that we have with Europe, the relationship we have with the Middle East. All of these institutions, and we're talking about trillions of dollars that have begun to position around the world for what they perceive to be a Biden presidency. And every day that goes by that it looks like Trump is not going to concede. I mean, we're beginning to now see editorials and other things. People begin to talk and discuss the probability of what happens if on January the 19th, Trump is still in the White House and he has not conceded, and there are cases, lawsuits out there, and he refuses to leave. So I'm not saying that's going to happen, okay? I'm not. But what I am saying is the market is about to face a real hard, stark reality.
Yeah.
That this is about to get very dynamic over the next couple of weeks.
The electors have to meet. And if the election ends up getting tossed into Congress, Trump's going to be serving a second term. Because it's not who has control of Congress, it's who has control of the state legislatures. In that scenario, every state is equal. And I think there's close to 30 legislatures.
37.
That are controlled by Republicans?
Yep, 37 states in the House of Representatives. If you go by the House of Representatives, the way you do it is each state you take the majority.
Right.
Based on the House of Representatives. So, and when you do that, there are 37 states that are Republican. And they each would have one vote.
Right.
So.
Well, of course, lawsuits, there's a lot. I have been back and forth and in touch with people. We had an amazing woman on last hour named Megan Barth, who was with Stop the Steal. They're having a huge rally in Georgia where they just came up with another 9,000 votes for Trump today. I guess we forgot to put this flash drive in, all this garbage. I don't think it'll get to that January 19th scenario at all. But there could be some stunning developments between now and then involving court decisions, the Supreme Court, and much more. So, yeah, it's tough times to sit in front of the crystal ball and say, here's what's happening next. However, we invite you to join us tomorrow morning first thing and let us know.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. And, as I've always said, we continue to do an enormous amount of research. I've been on call after call after call all day long, all afternoon, really running our traps, trying to gain insights and information. And this is what's going on. It really is what is happening in the market. That's why we tank towards the end of the day. I really believe as we go through Thanksgiving, get into that first week of December, there's a potential for some volatility. The predicted odds in the market, last I looked, had Trump around 20. I believe we're probably going to see him going up closer to 50 potentially in the next couple of weeks.
Very likely.
Based on what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It could be wrong, but based on what I'm hearing.
I'm doing my research from a totally different point of view, but I think that we're on the same page on that number. I really do. In the meantime, plan for 2021. And what do we learn from this year from COVID and elections and everything else? Anything can happen. And folks that are best prepared for those anything that happen kind of circumstances have a financial plan in place to protect them. That's how McDonald, even life insurance, that's how I got my policy, by speaking with their expert at the firm. 387-0094 is the number to call, 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen, Wealth Management. Brent, talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. Look forward to it.
Likewise.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's funny, in the run-up to the election, we saw the market make this shift where stocks that would benefit from a Biden presidency suddenly started losing value, and Trump, what they call Trump stocks, started growing. It's got to be very, very difficult to sit in the middle with uncertainty. Mm-hmm. It could go this way, that way. The percentage is growing more in this direction, that direction. Wouldn't we all like to know what's going to happen? But stay tuned, because when it happens, you're going to hear about it right here. Right, Seth?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to tell you about at the moment, none we know of. However, we got some very busy spots. East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road, all very congested right now, as well as Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge Road outbound. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We got a lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka and Highway 31 to Prattville. Please use caution wherever you are. Don't let us be reporting your accident as the next one that happens, all right? Accidents do happen, though. Go where the insurance company goes. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Me at all. They ate so cool. God, I never want to see those people again.
I was trying to throw a Miley Cyrus parody on the air when Seth is around.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to sit down for a minute.
Something for your demographic.
Miley! Oh, Hannah Montana. Oh, my goodness.
Come and have something at the Baumhauers one of these days, why don't you?
Yes.
Heading over there after the show. I know I got to pick up the 911 wings and the gooey fries. The rest is undetermined at this point.
Mm-hmm. How is he feeling, man? Does he feel better?
Yes, definitely getting better.
Good.
I'm doing good, too.
Oh, I know. You look great, man. You do. I think that bike ride every day is just changing everything, and you just don't even know it.
In fact, okay, here come the lemon pepper wings.
And ranch. I saw the bike. The bike is sharp, dude.
That is a great bike. I got it at Montgomery Multisport, and I had that thing with the fever at the beginning, second week in October, when they thought I had COVID. And they sent me to get tested and all that, freaking out. They made me feel like typhoid. It's in the magazine column this week.
Oh, yeah.
RiverRegionBoom.com. And once I got my strength back, I restarted. Now I have not missed a day.
That's great, man.
And that is 20 minutes of the first mile is uphill at various grades. So by the time you get to the top, to the peak, and there's still a couple of hills after that, but after that first stretch, I can light a cigarette off my thighs.
Do you?
They are so hot.
You do that normally.
He feels the burn.
And yeah. You look good, man.
Just call me the man with the smoking hot thighs.
Hey. You just ask Jacqueline's mama.
Ooh, a bulletin in from Chief Willis. Motor vehicle accident, US 231 in Wetumpka in the area of the Hog Rock Bar Barbecue. With injuries, fire and EMS on the scene. Mm-mm. Expect delays.
Ooh.
I'm not familiar with that place. That might be... I'm familiar with 231 and with Tumka. I'm just not familiar with
a lot of 231.
All right, we'll get an update from Skipper on that shortly. So just some random thoughts here as we look for what I started with at the beginning of the show. Look, the election was 2 weeks ago yesterday. And I definitely believe Donald Trump won, but and he has not conceded. I don't want him to concede. Why do you think Hillary was so adamant to Joe, whatever you do, don't concede the night of the election? But when Trump does what Hillary suggests, that's a really stupid idea.
And she still hasn't, has she?
They never conceded the 2016. They made Trump's life miserable with all kinds of bullshit hoaxes and fake investigations. He did nothing wrong.
For the last 4 years.
And even CNN admitted that the fast tracking of the vaccine, because he cleared the field. It normally takes 8 to 10 years to get a vaccine for anything, if you can get one at all. And look at the window of time that they have in less than a year. Most people hadn't even heard the word coronavirus by the end of February. And now we're this close. But in the meantime, you've got the Democrats continuing to lock down their it's so stupid. Pennsylvania, I just posted this on Facebook. The governor there, Governor Asshat, it's something else. I just couldn't remember. I know it is. It's Governor Wolf.
Yes.
All right. So Pennsylvania mandates face masks be worn in private homes.
Sure. Let's hide from the air.
There's Jeff Pasley, our buddy. What in the Sam Hill is wrong with these people? Danish study on masks apparently just got published. Not really a glowing review of masks. For corona prevention, dumb move, Pennsylvania. It is. But they're run. They vote for Democrats, and right now they're getting what they voted for. I hate to say it, but they are. I know they voted for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. He had an 800,000-point lead that magically went away once they figured out how many ballots they needed to steal the election there. It's crazy. Are we getting some play off our devil went down to Georgia? I might play that a second time.
Yeah, it's on my really page. Really well done.
And the woman with the fiddle, man. Look at that.
She's breaking it down, man.
She's just got a really great skill set.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It is 5:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The next time you have a painting project, Hey, my guy's right here, Seth Spotlow.
Looks great, man. Still does.
That is John Lee's Solar Proof. We did outdoor painting with that several months ago, and it does look amazing. It is not fading. The mailbox, especially, I thought, being wood, and no, it's fine.
Yeah, man.
Solar Proof is designed to fend off moisture and the humidity and whatever other elements the Alabama summer can throw at it, and it'll be just fine this winter. If it gets a little dirty looking, it won't be mildew building underneath the paint. It'll be dirt that can just rinse right off.
Exactly.
So it'll look clean and pristine, just like the day Seth painted it for us.
And just like you.
And that front door.
Ooh.
It's in the sun all day.
Can't
tell.
And
it still looks fantastic. That's Solar Proof. That's the exterior paint they sell at John Lee. Inside, it's Richards. Also formulated for a great result. It does make a difference. You get what you pay for when it comes to paint, and if you're looking for discount paint, you're going to get a discount result that ultimately will not make you a happy camper. So stop by this great business. It's got 4.5 decades of service. Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, when you visit John Lee Paints, whether it's for paint, equipment, PPE, whatever you need. Please tell Charles Buffett Cerny you heard about him here. 5:36, Chris, we're coming to you.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got some accidents out there this afternoon. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard in the intersection. Accident there as well as I-85 northbound at Taylor. There's an injury involved in that accident. We got a backup of traffic, very slow traffic from Taylor all the way out to Chantilly. I-85 southbound from about Alabama State University, South Union Street. We've got very heavy traffic and slow traffic up to the 65 interchange. Busy all over the city. Please buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon, and we will be here to keep you updated. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very cold night ahead with temperatures in the 30s, probably upper 30s, but stand by because we are about to get into a warming trend. We're still in the 60s tomorrow, but we're back to the low 70s by Friday, mid-70s over the weekend. A great weekend forecast, still incredibly storm-free right on through Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
Everything that guy just says is bull. Thank you.
You're welcome. It is 5:39, and we have Chris on the phone.
Hello.
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 How are y'all?
Good. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Governor DeWine, who's a Republican in Ohio.
Yeah, what a douchebag.
The ironic part is that, you know, he decided he was going to shut down his whole state. He did a lockdown order. And the funny part was, Trump comes out and goes, who's going to primary Mike DeWine?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm telling you, and I want to say also, I want to congratulate Kay Ivey for coming out saying she will not lock down the state again.
Yeah,
I think, I think the election results gave her a clear mandate on what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting... should I have to leave a message? It's my daughter. It's just... I've only been here 15 years, and she and her mother...
she knows your schedule.
Every time I'm on the air. Yeah. Anyway, is that why Mike DeWine... instead of locking down, just went to the curfew? Because I heard he did not.
Oh, did he get a curfew?
I think he did something a little less dramatic than a lockdown. Trump won by 8 points there, 9 points.
Yeah.
And those people have already been through enough. What is wrong with these Republicans? They still don't get it. They still don't understand why we love Trump. And they just continue to...
Pictures, Greg. They have pictures.
They're panty waists is what they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all.
I mean, to me, what a economic benefit if you don't lock down everybody else around you does.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking. I have to say though, you know, the article about Scott Harris and he was a hero or something they did recently. I found it interesting. He said he had to wear a bulletproof vest, and which I think that if that is the case, that's disturbing. But at the same time, but you got to be on the other side and think about it. Your decision made people lose their livelihood and their business.
And they're doing it again in Michigan and Pennsylvania. They're just... And then the worst of it. This is what people need to rise up against. This is why I think California actually did vote for Donald Trump. Their S-hat governor, Gavin Newsom, puts reinstates all these mandates and curfews, and you can do this and that, and no church. Then he goes to a big party.
Party, yes.
And violates every single protocol that he just shoved up the asses of his constituents.
Did you hear his apology? Oh, he's like Mr. Cool Governor comes out. Hey, man, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That was, that wasn't cool. And then he writes, edicts that say, hey, you got to have this many people in your house. You got to do it this way.
Yeah, no.
I mean, at what point are people just going to say, enough of this garbage? This is ridiculous.
He believes his own press reports.
I guess.
Another one's got the same problem as Cuomo in New York.
Yeah.
Who just got a $25,000 raise. I'm sure his constituents are thrilled. $25,000, that works out to about $500 for every citizen he murdered when he sent COVID-infected patients into nursing homes. And those a-holes, they reelect him. Masters of the Universe, carpet bagging in Georgia. Zuckerberg.
Well, hey, that's interesting you say that about how they reelect him. Maybe they're not.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of that? We know that there's fraud everywhere. Maybe people are not reelecting these people, but they're electing them through a system like Dominion or somebody like that.
Hey, did you hear about the Pope's Instagram account?
I want to see the picture.
I don't think it was him.
No, but still, they should know better.
I think he's got...
Rock on, Pope Francis.
Hey!
He's a socialist, to be sure.
I think he's got young priest in there who didn't take the vow of celibacy.
I gotta find
that. Looking at things.
I gotta show
be.
That picture because we were talking about it on the air this morning when I looked up the story, and I didn't get a good look at the girl at first. Then they showed her a fuller picture, if you will. And Jesse, I can see Jesse.
You apologize. She turned into you, Rosie.
I have long range effects.
This girl had quite the pumpkin.
Woo.
And I mean, I'm a guy. When I see,
hey, what do we do? Not
when
look.
When I see the Lord's creation,
it's okay to appreciate beauty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Excellent point, Greg.
That was Rosie that said that, Chris. It's okay to appreciate
I'm concur.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I got your postdoc, and you didn't, you know,
don't be creepy about it, but you can,
Exactly.
Now, take a look at this. Let's get Seth's reaction to this photo live.
Hey.
That's the short version.
Well, he's got good taste.
Come on, I want to see
it. Is this the girl? So this is the Pope's, like, the woman he likes?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I haven't seen it. I need to check this out.
It didn't, I mean, come on. It didn't have to be a schoolgirl outfit. I mean, he could have picked, like, just a bikini or something, but no.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Actually, the Catholic schoolgirl skirt she has on barely...
Yeah.
It looks like the little leaf you find on top of a pumpkin. I mean, a really big, full, big-ass Thanksgiving pumpkin.
Yes, that pumpkin can come to my house any day.
So I can't help it. I reacted like a flaming heterosexual man when I saw that photo. I'm not proud of it.
Whew.
I can't help it.
Sorry, it's getting hot in here.
Oh, boy. I have to go, Chris. Mommy is calling me home.
You're getting us in trouble,
y'all have
Chris.
A good one.
Yeah.
Bye, Chris.
Golly. We'll just let anybody call in here.
Yeah, I felt the...
Oh, no. Now look who's here.
What's all this sounds of merrymaking?
Did you bring a pumpkin?
I have two.
You can keep those packed away there, Rusty.
Let me see here. What you got there?
Well, I can't find the full shot.
And that's a shame.
I'm calling Donna.
Donna's going to roll her eyes and say,
"Oh, I'm in trouble now."
Yeah.
Donna is good company.
I got to find the full shot.
Oh, there to the right.
That's it.
Man.
That's the one that
to quote the scholar, holy mackerel kingfish.
Oh, my God.
Play the one that says, now that's great radio.
Look at the pumpkin on the...
This one?
That is great radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now what were we talking about?
Fitzpatrick Greenhouse.
The best put.
How much is that pumpkin?
You better do something that pays the bills.
Okay. Whew.
Look, it's a true story. The Pope's Instagram account liked picture, that pumpkin photo.
Oh,
how
man.
How many times are we going to tell it?
Until we forget. Or now.
Well, we won't forget if we keep talking about it.
It's this. Have you ever seen photos of Fat Man and Little Boy, the atomic bombs? Hers... Bore very similar, don't you think, Rusty, to Fat Man?
Yeah, man.
As bombs, as so instead of pumpkins, nuclear weapons.
Rosie's pointing at me.
Don't encourage him.
Oh,
just one point from her is worth a few extra days in purgatory, there, pal. Hope you're ready for it. She's got connections.
I got news for you. There's no purgatory.
Speaking of this morning.
You haven't worked in Miami.
Okay.
On a 95-degree day outside.
Right.
Oh, weird. I feel like it's 95 degrees in here. Whew.
It's y'all not make warm
me,
in here.
I know. Y'all making me sweat. Or maybe it's the pumpkin.
No, that's Rosie.
Oh.
That's Rosie turning the heat up on us for being incorrigible men.
What's up with the blue dot?
Oh, brother. Can I explain it to you in a minute?
Okay.
I just want to remind everybody, now that...
Go out behind the building.
No, the blue dot isn't dirty.
No, there's nothing bad about that.
That's a thing.
Dude, looking at your backyard, I could not believe how many of the flowers are now on the ground, then growing.
They're leaping out of the plants to go forth and multiply. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses makes and creates some mighty, amazing plants that they literally, you bring home, we repotted those. And they were leaping out of the pots. The pot's still full, but they started growing marigold beds around the pot.
It's great.
Never seen that before.
And the
prolific
salvia,
little things.
The salvia took up that whole little spot by the front window. And while I was doing your hedges, I went around to the other side of the house, and I saw more salvia over there that is just huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've got great cool weather plants at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and of course it's a cash check business and the prices are really low. Pansy, snapdragons, and ornamental kale. And another feature, the crotons, great fall colors in those, and the arborvitae trees that are $50 a piece, 5 to 6 feet tall, and look amazing. So take the nice scenic drive out there, Highway 110 East, past mile marker 22, and you'll see it there on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, Clay Ford and his team can make sure that you plant things where they will thrive, water them at a rate that will help them continue to thrive, and answer any questions you have about the plants you buy. And those arborvitae trees are amazing. I'm going to go out there and get me a pair of those.
Yeah.
And you're
put
gonna,
lights on them.
I'm ready, man. You're just pointing off big.
Seth is always ready. That's great. Visit Fitzpatrick Greenhouses for 3D photos and videos on Facebook. 551, and it's off to Baumhauer's.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities trying to wrap up that accident at Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. Apparently, there's still a lot of congestion around that intersection. Also, on Taylor Road, I-85 northbound, we had an accident with injury. Those cars are on the ramp leading up to Taylor, but they're on the very right-hand side of the road. Be cautious. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly, very slow traffic there. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. And up in Wetumpka, Highway 170 and 231, that's that little intersection right in front of Apex Propane. We had an accident there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and options you want. ReinhartToyota.com for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219. 98599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. 334-219-8599.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Ace
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
All right, one of the stories we never got around to this afternoon, Megyn Kelly is pulling her children out of the New York City schools they attend because of an anti-white curriculum that they are teaching. This is part of the plan. It's, I don't know, you know, what did she say? From their woke Upper West Side private school, a letter allegedly circulating accusing white people of reveling in state-sanctioned depravity and comparing white children to killer cops. This is what they're teaching in schools? How does this happen? How does Megyn Kelly, she's pretty bright, allow her kids into a school that's teaching that kind of stuff? This is the future, friends. That's why StopTheSteal.us, need to visit it. We need to make sure that this doesn't go one frickin' step further. Because I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it. Now I really need to go to Baumhauer's. I need the Baumhauer's. I need some food. And,
me too. I'm hungry tonight.
Cold weather does it, man. And they've got some great hot food. Pot roast Philly cheesesteak, maybe. Something like that. In the meantime, friends.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
I see Rusty is here. With his pumpkin. Back in the morning with Rich Thomas, Jesse Lynn, and Jay Scott. Thank you, Seth Spott.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Rosie Brock. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump campaign today is sending $3 million to Wisconsin to pay for recounts in two counties.
The basis for the recount, illegally altered absentee ballots. The Trump campaign is claiming illegally issued absentee ballots and illegal advice from government officials regarding Wisconsin voter ID laws.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Current Wisconsin vote totals show former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump by more than 20,000 votes. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from expelling children attempting to cross the border illegally without parents.
The policy was instituted by the administration as a way to limit the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., but Judge Emmett Sullivan says if sent back to their home countries, the minors would likely suffer irreparable harm, subjected to violence, torture, and possible death.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very cold night ahead with temperatures in the 30s, probably upper 30s, but stand by because we are about to get into a warming trend. We're still in the 60s tomorrow, but we're back to the low 70s by Friday, mid-70s over the weekend. A great weekend forecast, still incredibly storm-free right on through Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider.